Take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
And we're going to continue on an email here in a moment about Christianity and whether or not libertarians are harsh, more or less, I guess, less accepting towards Christians. One lady has emailed you, Mark, and she's frustrated with some of her experiences within the liberty movement thus far. And I want to continue with that.
Yeah.
But I also want to bring Michael Dean on the line here from the Freedom Fiends at freedomfiends.com on Skype. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing? What's I want to talk about frog tossing for a second and then talk about Namecoin.
You know what frog tossing or fraud?
Frog, F-R-O-G, like the green things, amphibians.
Okay. Tell me about it.
I think it's an urban myth, but it's a phrase in Wyoming for what allegedly some ranchers do to their neighbor ranchers they don't like. They take an endangered species and toss it over into his land, and then he can't use it. It's like it's government guns by proxy of throwing an amphibian.
Yeah.
Frog tossing.
So there was this ancient concept called the white elephant. You know, if you wanted to basically break a kingdom, one king would give another king a white elephant. And the white elephant was this great gift, but it could be used for nothing and had to be fed and cared for in special ways. And essentially the cost of maintaining this animal was prohibitive. Nobody wanted it, but you couldn't not take it because it was...
It was a gift.
It was a gift. It was a gift from the gods. I mean, you know, a white elephant was...
Sounds like Obamacare. It's a gift.
Yeah, there you go.
It'll cost you so much you can't use it. So, Ian, do you have any Namecoin yet?
I actually used to have Namecoin. I sold mine.
Oh, man. Namecoin is going to become more valuable than Bitcoin, I think, because it has a utility. You know, they always say, well, there's no intrinsic value in Bitcoin other than what people assign to it. But Namecoin can actually be used for a DNS system for websites that's outside of ICANN, so
yes,
they can't take away your website.
Right. And, to explain that differently, the DNS system is essentially the internet phone book where you visit a website like freetalklive.com. Your computer looks up the IP address on the DNS system of that website and then actually requests the IP address rather than the words that you've typed in. So it's kind of the translator translating the words to the numbers. And the current DNS system is very, very centralized, based out of, as you mentioned, ICANN, which is based in the United States, which can easily be targeted by the state to take out websites from being able to be accessed. And the Namecoin is the idea of having a decentralized DNS system, which would mean that it would not be able to be taken out by the state. Unfortunately, at the moment, it's kind of clunky in that, you know, in order to access those websites, you have to have a specially set up browser with special proxy information. It's certainly not within the purview of the average internet user to access websites in that way at this time. That's not to say it couldn't get easier somehow in the future, for instance, but right now it's not very viable. But yeah, that was one of the reasons why I had purchased some of the Namecoin, but ultimately I got rid of all of the altcoins except for some of my Litecoin, simply because I didn't like the idea of holding them in the exchanges, because that's where I was holding on to them, were on other websites. I didn't want the website to, you know, go down and take my Namecoin with them, and I'm already running the clients for Bitcoin and Litecoin, and I don't need another three, you know, clients running on my computer. So that's why I got rid of them. But, you know, one of the counterpoints to what you've said, Michael Dean, is that all of the altcoins, if they're really so great, their code could be incorporated into Bitcoin. What do you say to that?
Not all of them, but yeah, not all the code.
Oh, no? Okay.
Well, Litecoin is like Namecoin is already doing it, and it's pretty hard. It's a few hoops to jump through to work through it. Like you have to change your DNS servers.
Right.
But I've got a few .bit websites right now, like fiends.bit. If you configured for it, you can look at it. And we've got magnet links of all of our episodes there. You know, it's a drone proof thing on a drone proof website. I will say that I just went and cyber squatted freetalklive.bit, and I will give it to you free as soon as you realize how important this is. And the reason I got it was because somebody cyber squatted freedomfiends.bit 6 months ago, and I'm just learning about all this. And yeah, but your guys was still available, so I grabbed it for you. And when you want it and know why you need it, I will transfer it to you free. So that's going to be an incentive. But it's also, I've got a couple friends who are working on a way to make it basically a plugin for Firefox, and this will revolutionize the internet. I know we've all heard that before, but, you know, when they start mass taking down websites, I say that ICANN, you know, it stands for something stupid. What, it's a bunch of words, but it means the government saying I can steal your website.
Sure.
And they will not be able to do that with .bit. And my friends are working on a way to get it so grandma can use it, basically.
Yeah. And if you have a domain name, you have to pay ICANN every year. They charge a fee.
They charge a fee for the Namecoin, too.
Yeah, so, okay.
It's 7 cents. That's why I went ahead and grabbed yours.
You know, that just irks the hell out of Ian, right? That 7 cents just rankles him.
No, not really. That's great.
Well, he said,
you got to pay a fee anyway.
They have to charge a fee.
When the government takes
system.
Freedom, free talk. I keep calling your show my show. They're so similar.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Why did you steal our name and get such a close name to our name? No, but so when the government steals freetalklive.com, if you give me 7 cents, I'll sell you the dot bit version.
Cool, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I definitely have an appreciation for the Namecoin. I think of all the altcoins, it's the most interesting of them. It's unique in what it's doing. I just can't say that, you know, I care enough at this point.
I like the idea. You basically, I think I'm sold.
You register names to yourself. You register them to the network, not to, you know, some government bureaucrat that if they get a fax from some three-letter agency, they'll take it down.
Yep.
So, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, I like the idea. I really think there need to be like 10,000 cryptocurrencies out there. You know, some people are like, oh, there's enough already. But it's like, I think that cryptocurrency really is Web 3.0. People have been saying for a long time, like, what's going to be Web 3.0? And it's like, this is the first vast different thing, you know, payments, anonymous, that can't be shut down. It's the first real change in the internet since social networking, you know, 10 years ago or something.
As soon as Namecoin makes it easy to access their websites, then I'll care more about actually acquiring one of them. Because
no, Namecoin's not going to do it. Me and my two buddies are—they're doing it, and I'm going to be their cheerleader and promotions guy. I'm their their worm wrangler.
Right, because this is ridiculous. That's a ridiculous thing to say. It's like, as soon as Satoshi Nakamoto makes it possible for me to do buys at Amazon, then I'll care about Bitcoin. Well, what? I mean, you know.
As soon as it's easy. Maybe I didn't mean Namecoin, but anybody. As soon as they make it easy to access these websites. You know, if you can make it easier than using Tor, then I think that that would be fine.
Tor is easy to use. It's just slow. Okay.
Yeah. No, this
is
fast.
How does it differ from Tor, by the way? Because Tor does have websites that don't exist on the regular internet. I guess the difference is Namecoin is on the regular internet. It's just that you have to have a special proxy to be able to access the DNS.
Yeah, but what my friends are doing is they're doing it so the proxy would be local on your machine from the blockchain of Namecoin. Like, it would just check, and it would be updated every time it updates.
Hmm. Okay. I'd love to see that. You let me know when that happens.
Yep, I will.
All right, Michael Dean.
Worms.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. He does a darn good show.
Worms.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so back to the email here from a Christian listener who's frustrated with some of the rude people that are supposedly within the liberty movement.